This is not a church-taking subject. When you got to deal with the real thing, you got to deal with the real reason, the real problem, the real trouble, not abacabadudu, you know. Yeah, somebody got to make some decision, or they're going to believe the truth and make adjustment and be blessed and walk out of the false aspect of this, of healing, health, sickness, disease, where it really come from, and how we can handle it. Be seated. How we can handle this. There is no incurable disease. Let's get that straight. Get that down. There's no such thing as incurable disease. Age is not the cause of disease. Yeah. Because, you know, sometimes people think that, well, I'm getting old. Well, yeah. Yeah, you, that's you doing that. Okay. Now, we're going to go to Exodus 23, but I'm going to tell you something tonight that, some things tonight that you really can build on and walk in your deliverance and never be sick again. Matter of fact, I heard a man say, how to get well, stay well, never get sick again. Now, in dealing with our health, listen very carefully. It may not be easy, but it's very simple. Okay, you may have to make some adjustments, because if you've been going one way a long time, sometime it take a while, and we need the Holy Spirit to help us. You can remove chronic disease out of your life completely. I want you to do this. I want you to decide you're going to be healthy. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. But here's one now. There are three things I'm going to tell you tonight that's going to turn you totally free. You're going to see the whole picture. I'll get to them in a minute before I start ministering. Decide you're going to be healthy. Take personal responsibility for your health.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. No, you can't put it on nobody else. You can't put it on the doctor. Because he ain't going to get you healthy. Because he can't. See, because we're not dealing with, when you're dealing with health, you're not dealing with symptoms, you're dealing with solution. Are you following me? See, you're not dealing with symptoms, you're dealing with solution. So most, when you're taking medicine, you're dealing with symptom, but the problem or the deteriorating, it's still going on. Yes, all right? All right. Yes, so you got to take personal responsibility for your health. And the problem is, no one never told us how to do it.
Amen.
And we prayed. Man, we've been praying, right?
Yes, sir.
But the sickness is still there. There's no compelling reason that any of us should have these chronic diseases. There's no compelling reason. Take a note. No compelling reason, because I'm working on something. I want you to see something. It's going to open your eyes wide open. And whatever you dealing with, you'll know how to deal with it. You can move disease from your life, and you can live a Z's Free Life. Yeah, come on, get these things down, because you need to go over them again. Because once I tell you the inside of this, you're going to say, ooh, is this so simple? Now, it's recorded thousands and thousands of names for disease, you know, like diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, thousands now. I think it's, say, 12,500 names they got. And they give you different medicine for them, you see. But actually, here we go. There's only one disease. Only one. And that is malfunctioning cells. You don't have a body problem, you got a cell problem.
Yes, sir.
And so you're trying to treat your body, but you need to treat your cells.
Amen.
You start out at one cell, now you are trillions of cells. So it is now, instead of having... Then, you know, diabetes can tell you how to treat it, to tell you how what you have, but it one thing gonna cause all disease to leave.
Right.
Wow. To all these names, see, I know how y'all didn't even accept the revelation because you got all them names. You're carrying your name the doctor gave you, and you've been carrying it a long time. It's been all through your family,
right.
But there's not nine diseases. 2,000 disease.
No.
There's only one disease. There's only two reasons for the disease. Toxicity and deficiency. Oh, boy, you have no idea what I told you, what I'm telling you now. There's only two reasons. Toxicity, which medicine is a high part of it, and then wrong eating. And your cells are not getting nourished, so therefore the healing power don't flow through, and the health can't stay in them. Toxicity is stuff you eat in that has no nutrition value.
Right.
Well, I can get here and go home right now.
Yes.
If you heard me,
right,
I've told you that they're all them different, high blood pressure, hypertension, they call it. And all the different names they got is only one disease.
Yes,
now, you know, I'll say this. You know, I know you like to have your personal name. What's wrong with you? But it's one thing wrong with you. Your cells need help. And once you do that, once you start doing that progressively, the disease will start leaving because you have a physician or doctor on the inside of you, he has a staff that if you give them the proper meal,
yes, sir.
They will run any disease out of your body.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Every person here, I don't care what you're doing, every person here, every person listen to me. One disease. Now, I said age does not have anything to do with it. See, because the doctor tell you that too. Say, well, the man was hurting and he was weak. I was listening to somebody's teaching, and he was couldn't get around good. He was about 60 years old, I think. Might have been younger than that. And the doctor told him it's because of your age. But he couldn't find out what was wrong. So he said, it's the age. You got to have something to tell him, you know, tell y'all something. Now, I want you to get that down. If you get that down, then the Holy Spirit can help you better. There's not a multitude of diseases. I'm saying it the fourth or fifth time. That's one disease. So we don't have to spread our wing, just talk it in on getting this one thing right. Everything else will leave.
One thing, Apostle.
Y'all ain't receiving this. I mean, it's true truth. It's too true. See, all these years been fighting diabetes, hypertension, cancer, arthritis, and all those things. That's just name to get your medicine.
Right.
You got to have something to take the drug.
Right.
So they got a different name to put in to try to help you, but you won't have them on one problem. Look at the empty seats next to you. I talked about their food. Sad, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And look at the revelation you're getting tonight. I mean, if you let the Holy Spirit work with you in that revelation, there's only one thing you have to work on, is to make sure your cells are properly nourished.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Because they're designed, trillion in just one point, trillion, they are designed to fight for you.
Yes, sir.
But they can't fight weak. Blood pressure go down, glucose level go down, heart arteries get cleaned up. They'll clean your arteries up if you give them the right food.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir.
They'll move hard stuff.
Yes, sir.
Cell malfunctioning cell. I'll give you the two reasons. Deficiency and toxicity. You heard it?
Yes, sir.
You know what toxicity is, right? Poison! There's some food you eat that leave poison in your body. Your body really can't digest meat. It's staying there and petrified and just smelled and... That's why it's so rough when you go to the restroom. Got stuff been in there a long time. All right. In Exodus chapter 23. Exodus chapter 23. Verse 25 and 26. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And notice what he says. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. How many of y'all believe sickness is a curse? Y'all believe sickness is a curse? Well, the Bible said a curse caused that should not come. All right. Didn't he say that? All right. And then the Bible said Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law. So why are we cursed? Right here. Curse right here. I really don't care nothing about them people stay at home. I don't care nothing about it. I'm so glad y'all are here. I ain't thinking about them. I just want to say that so they can hear me. I'm on an assignment for God. I'm a man.
Yes,
and then verse 26 says, thou shalt nothing cast thy young, nor be barren in thy land. Now I want you to see the last part of verse 26. The number of thy days I will fulfill. I want to give you this line up on some things that the Lord talked to me about that you're going to need to have to carry this out. To take your health back, you're going to have to be empowered by the Spirit. That's number one. Get that. Empowered by your Spirit. Empowered by your Spirit. And that's why you have that Spirit in you to empower you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But on another aspect of this thing, you're going to have to be enlightened in your soul. Remember he said 3 John, beloved, I wish you above all things, your prophet, being healthy in your soul, prophet. You have to be enlightened in your soul. And then in one of my studies, I found out that many Christians have soul wounds. And when you have those wounds in your soul, that's where Satan controls you with.
Yes, sir.
And you have to pray and repent. Ask God to clean you up from any unknown sin or trauma or even generational iniquities.
Yes, sir.
Thirdly, exposing the enemy deception. And that's what we're doing here tonight. We're exposing. We've been having the church deceive about this. We've been having prayer meetings. We've been laying hands and going home. Do I have to say any more? We've been praying, laying hands, and going home. Or stopping on the way home. That's where I've been coming from. Another thing, when you hear the truth, that they're not executing the truth. Executing the truth. It's not going to happen if you don't execute it. Yes, and here's the one eating properly now. Make your mind up, you're going to eat properly now. You're going to find out what value is something in something before you put in your mouth. Is it going to help your health or is it going to help your sickness? So eating properly now. You got to start eating properly. Then exercising as much as you can. Move. Get off that couch. Move. Then the next one is expecting health in your body. Expecting health in your body. You see, if you follow what I'm saying, health surely going to come. In your body, you might act up. You might feel a little woozy, a little weak. You know, you might even vomit. That's all right. It's because it's getting adjusted there. You know, it's, it wants the other stuff. Yeah, that's good. And by experiencing those, you'll know the problem and the solution without exception. Okay? All right. Help cometh to my body now. Write that down. Help. Say it. Help cometh to my body. Now it's very simple because I've told you there's only one disease. Man. What? So anytime you feel that your body's attacked, you can check who did it. So let me give you this introduction here. I know what to do and how to take care of my body. And the Holy Spirit is helping me to maintain my health. Sickness and disease are under my feet. I'm going to give it to you again now. I want you to hear this. I want you to have faith. I know what to do and how to take care of my body. Keep the toxicity out. Put the nutrients in. Read labels. Labels lie. They tell you something at the top. Go all the way down to the bottom. John chapter 8. I will not retreat from the truth because it is the truth that is setting me free. The truth about your health. Nobody else can do it for you. Your health is your responsibility. But we have placed our health in the doctor's hand. You know I'm telling the truth. We don't check for ourselves. We don't find out. But you don't have to check no more. I told you, I'm your doctor tonight. Yes, sir. Dr. Leroy. That's your problem. I done told you the total problem. I don't care how many specialties you go to. In this house tonight, you've heard your problem. Your high blood pressure is what you're eating. Diabetes is what you're eating. Lung problem is what you're eating. Your body is qualified to change them all. You can go to all the specialty you want. You done heard the specialty tonight. I will not retreat from truth because it is the truth that is setting me free. My God. And the Holy Spirit wants me to use this scripture because a lot of times people hear things and it may be complicated. But what I'm telling you tonight is not complicated. Those two important things, and I'll repeat them over and over, you just got malfunctioning cells that end up on one disease. All them other name is the prescribed.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Those are prescriptive names. Diabetes is a prescriptive name. It's to know how to prescribe something for you.
Right. Yeah.
John 8:32. Y'all read this. Some of y'all know it by heart. Well, what are we going to do with this truth? He said, you shall know the truth. You should know there's only one disease. And the truth shall make you free. And you know what to do about it.
Yes, sir.
If I ask the question, and you have something in your body that you know that is a sickness, I'm going to ask you, have you prayed about it? Everybody going to say, yeah, I prayed, man. I talked to God about this thing. Well, can God talk to you about it tonight? Because he answers your prayer. See, you follow what I'm saying? No, he answers your prayer when they prayed. But they kept, see, now you can pray. And I'm sure, as I'm saying, you're going to get healthy. See, you're clearing all that stuff up. Now your prayer going to work for you because now, I think it was Junior I was talking to. We're talking about the covenant of health. That's a two-way covenant. You can't have no covenant unless you got more than one party.
That's right.
And they have, and what else? Amos 3:3. I think, how can two walk together except they be agreed?
Yes,
you've been in disagreement with your healing.
Yes,
sir. I mean, hold it. It's not your fault because they got so many teaching out there and so many so much technology and so much theology and all kind of stuff that will cause you to think, well, you know, I've been fighting. The Lord didn't answer me. See.
Yes, sir.
And you shall know the truth. All right, what's the truth of me tonight? The truth is the devil can't put nothing on me without my cooperation. The truth is, I just got to change my doggone appetite. That's the truth. And I see on some of y'all face, y'all ain't, you got to change. I'm telling you now, you can go in any line you want. Don't tell me nothing about it. Calm down to your family.
No, sir.
God didn't make you to be sick.
No, sir.
All right, look at the 36th voice of the same opening. The Son make you free? You be what?
Free.
Free indeed. Free indeed. Hallelujah. Free indeed. All right. Then you have, put these in your note. Six absolute. John 14:6, three absolute. I think it's in Acts 17:28, three more absolute. You know what an absolute is? Nobody can change it. Jesus said, I'm the way, absolute. I'm the absolute way. True, absolute truth. Life, I'm the absolute life. The other scripture says, in him I live, absolute. Move, absolute. Have my being, absolute. So let me say it a way so you can get carried away with it. Your body is not sick, your cells sick. Your body is showing you symptoms of things that are happening on the inside that are not handling properly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Freedom, truth brings freedom.
Right.
Yeah. Truth lays freedom in your lap. And what God is training you in this apostolic setting, the body of Christ has been alienated from the truth about the whole matter. And they are more, and you know, I got good doctor friends. I got good doctors who love people. But I've had doctors told me, you don't want to take that. They love me, you know, they love me. Say, don't take that, go reverse it. Say, how you got in it? Say, just put in reverse and go back. And you're going to find out how you got in it. So I've had doctors wouldn't give me medicine. Say, you can handle this another way. Don't be waiting here for this. What about this one? Fear of sickness and disease will not torment me another day. What, 2 Timothy 1:7?
Yes, sir.
2 Timothy, God has not given a spirit of fear,
yes,
power, love, and so. But you see, when you know the truth, you don't have to be tormented. You ain't gonna die. If you pay attention, you keep eating the same thing, you're gonna die early. But now let's take the fear out of it. I got something to do with it. And I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous is his word. What are you talking about? He's talking about how he made you. He know you're gonna come up against some stuff, but he made the food. As a matter of fact, turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. I think it was 17 years after the flood that they was eating meat. And the reason they was eating the meat is because everything was drowned out. And so they had the animals. And so they started eating meat. That's when they started eating meat. But before that, there was nobody eating meat. Then it went from 912 years to 100 years old. At the end of Genesis, they were living to be 100. They were living 900 some years. When they got to the end of Genesis, they were living to be 100 years old. That's what we stuck with. Look at the verse. Wait. I turn to that's God. That's God's recipe or God's menu. I want you to underline two words. That's the verse, Genesis 1:29.
Yes,
underline two words. Herb, fruit.
Thank you.
Two words. Herbs, fruit. Green vegetable, fresh fruit. All right, I go, where do you think constipation come from? Clog up with junk. You eat herb and fruit, you go to the restroom. But y'all taking all that stuff to help me, take it to help me. No, you help yourself by doing the right thing.
Yes, sir. Right.
Y'all want me to be yes, clear here, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Any medicine you take and killing you. And I told you, I'm on Shakata. And I told you, you don't get off it, but get on what I'm telling you, and it's going to remove it.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm not putting the doctor, I don't want to put doctors down. I had a man talk to me so bad about Dr. Man. Isaiah 41:10, why you shouldn't have no fear. Yeah, he is right here. I represent him. Yeah, he is. Look what he said in Isaiah 41:10. You know, I'm not trying to get no Holy Ghost jumping up here, because this is serious business. No, you know I can preach. I'll preach, but right now I'm just talk to you and face this thing up here. Now we need you. I don't know what I'm gonna do in these meetings, tell you the truth. But if I can get this information and you follow this information, y'all gonna start having testimony.
Yes, sir.
See, I'm not against you. I'm for you, but I got to tell you the truth. If you're sick, you're sick for a reason.
Absolutely.
The devil get behind it, but he couldn't do it if you wouldn't cooperate with him. All right, look with me in Isaiah 41:10. You have to believe it and have to understand and receive this, what he says in his word. Fear thou not. Why? Be not dismayed. What? How can we be sick with a God like that? So it must be something, somebody doing wrong.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Boy, when you deal with meat, one man said, "What can we eat? Dairy product? You can eat, you can drink almond milk." Yes, cheese, mucus is a graveyard sinner.
Yes, sir.
Man, I feel you. But I'm really finna hit you now. Processed food. Like that favorite chicken place that everybody like to go be closed on Sunday. You've heard this, but you need to hear it again. Healing is not God's best. Health is God's best. Here's what it takes. Put you in no 3 John. That's what it's going to take to walk in that kind of health. What it's going to take to walk in that kind of health. Let me read this to you real quick. Most people will just continue to eat what they're used to eating, and therefore their result is diabetes and hypertension, heart disease, and early death. They do need to learn that there's an alternative to what they are currently eating. Now, I don't blame person, if they're going to open a restaurant, don't cook no healthy food. You ain't make no money. But I mean, so a fast food restaurant, the other restaurant catered to what people are eating. As a result, people are ending up with these common illnesses. Here you go. To actually avoid these illnesses, people would actually have to eat different from the common individual. You're common. Every time you put something in your mouth that you know that is fighting against what you're already dealing with, you are a common person. You can't be an individual. You can't. You got to go with the rest of them. Family members might not want to go with you. This is a trip you got to go by yourself.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah, you got to go this trip by yourself. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. The Lord placed this voice with this statement. I never heard this statement before. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But I think it's going to help us and serve us well. And anointing working, I'm just, you know, the anointing working.
Yes,
the Holy Spirit called his meeting.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Yes,
help cometh to my body now. Say it.
Now,
we're going to have to say something else now. With my cooperation.
With my cooperation.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You get to the place, 1 Corinthians 2. My goodness. I would not tell you not to do something that you lack to do so much, but I have to tell you the truth. We have failed in the pulpit to deal with the thing totally.
Yes, sir.
We're just laying hand on you. 9 out of 10 in the hospital are Christian.
Wow.
That shouldn't be.
Right. Yes, sir.
You got a covenant. You got a God. Right. Amen?
Amen?
Huh? And don't feel like you've been dealing. See, I know some of you have been dealing with different things for a long time. Don't let that bother you. When you learn the truth and activate it, it works.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes,
this statement here. And you may have heard it, but I've never really heard it when the Holy Spirit. The revelation of health dominion has come to the body of Christ.
Yes,
you know that word dominion, boy. The revelation of health dominion has come to the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
That's what we're dealing with in this room right now. Health dominion. You can't. Satan cannot stop your health. Demons cannot stop you from being healthy.
Yes,
health is what God has designed for you. And as a servant, I'm telling you things that causing you not to walk in your health.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to have to execute it.
Yes, sir.
See, I'll pray for you, but you got to execute this. But there's a thing called health dominion. You wrote down that? Write that down. Health dominion, man. I heard that. I was praying, or he was teaching me something, and he said, health dominion cometh to the body of Christ.
That's powerful, sir.
Say this, health dominion cometh
to me
now.
Whoa.
Then I said it, you know. You know what I mean? You know. Verse 9, health dominion. But it's written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither entered into the heart of man the thing which God had prepared for them that love him. But God, look at it, verse 10, has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. Listen, children, listen what the Lord said to you earlier. Because there's only three things I needed to say tonight and walk out. Only three things I need to say. There's only one disease. Who understand that? Huh? All the other things are named. There's only one disease. So we don't have them on one thing to deal with. Two problems. And deficiency. One solution. G-bomb. Green.
Bean.
Onion, mushroom.
Seeds.
Now on that sheet you got last night, it was talking about roasted stuff, but you can eat seed, almond and walnuts. And, yeah, you can eat that. Now, if you're trying to lose weight, don't eat four handfuls. Got all in them, you know. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Oh my. Turn to Hebrews 12. I didn't even get to finish it right. Finish this note because I got so excited. I went to something else that was so excited. But you're going to see what I'm talking about. Hebrews 12. Now listen to that. Verdicts. Like in a courtroom?
Yes,
verdicts, plural, are being overturned in millions of Christian lives now.
Hallelujah.
The verdict is being changed. The verdict may be you were going to die at 50, but it's changed as long as you want. You see what I'm saying? See, this is so important, man. What we're doing here is so important. I mean, the truth set us free. We just read that. But now I know it's one remedy. It's for me to eat God's menu the way God made it for me to eat. Then my body won't have all that slime and stuff and won't be all sluggish, you know. Huh?
Yes, sir.
How you feel when you get up in the morning? I can tell what you had last night. I get shit on by the bed, 4 or 5 o'clock. Just get on up. Not sluggish. Some of y'all sluggish right now. What you had? What you had this afternoon? Oh, Lord. No, preach the Bible, sir. Preach the Bible. I'm preaching the Bible. The verdict of you being able to live in hell is held up in the Supreme Court of Heaven. Let's read about it. Let's read about it. In Hebrews 12, verse 22. And you come unto Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly. They all back you up. And in the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speak better things than that of Abel. That's the Supreme Court of heaven.
Yes, sir.
And the verdict is, if I come in alignment, the verdict is, you can't hold my child.
Yes, sir.
Could it be that what has happened up to this moment in our life, because of not knowing, we gave our health away? By going by the system, and the system is under satanic forces. Verdicts are being overturned right here in this room right now. And I wrote this his way. I knew the angel rolled the stone away, but it says here, Jesus has rolled the stone away. Help, resurrection power is flowing right now. Philippians 3:10, turn there. Philippians 3:10. Did I bring my iPad? Look at my bag. I might not have put it in there, son. Philippians 3:10. The power of his resurrection, you know. And yeah, power. So let me give you the statement again so you have it. Jesus has rolled, that's what he's doing, rolling the stone away. Health, resurrection, power is flowing right now.
Amen.
Health, resurrection, power. Health, dominion. Health, resurrection, power is flowing right now. Tell that to somebody. It is time for you to live in God's world of hell. For you're in this world, but not of this world. Let's see. No, that's not what I want. I'll think about it. You really don't want me to find this verse. Philippians 3:19. One of my men showed me this verse. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible. I almost want you to put this one on the board, because I don't think everybody ain't got an Amplified Bible. We really need to see this.
3:19.
Yeah, 3:19. Right, yeah, right, sir. They are doomed. And their fate is eternal misery. Talk about perdition. Their God is their stomach. What? What? Their God is their stomach. Their appetite, their sensuality. And they glory in their shame, siding with other things and being of their party. That's an indictment, that man. Let it stay on the board long enough for everybody to write it down, see it. Their doom and their fate is eternal misery. Boy, their God is their stomach. God tired being in competition with your stomach. So when their God is their stomach, Satan got it right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Take your stomach back.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I got to talk about that. I got to talk about it because it got only two reasons. Toxicity. You notice I didn't say demon? We said, you know, we put it on demon. The devil don't like me and my family. That's why I'm fighting this disease. Devil. Just at the table. You can knock the devil out. You follow me? Now, I say it's not going to be easy, but it's simple. I told you how to do it. I mean, because I had to deal with it too. You smell something. Somebody always come with something, smell something, you know. You got to stand up. I know. How that statement?
Nothing tastes as good as health feels.
Nothing, write that down. Nothing tastes as good as health feels. I like that. That's a good one, isn't it? Nothing tastes as good as health feel. I remember many years ago I came upon this statement, are you living to eat or are you eating to live? Anybody ever heard that statement before? What you did with it? Nothing. Then there's another statement is, and a very precious statement, let your food be your medicine.
Yes, sir.
So important. Progressive health is manifesting in God's people now. Because some of y'all are going to do it. Some of y'all sick and tired of being sick. And God to reveal this to you, I tell you what, go 7 days. Some of y'all get healed before that. Then if it's not there, keep go 14 days. But fight. What I say do?
Fight.
Fight. We gonna, and then your testimony going to affect I don't know how many people. When they see you walking faster because you couldn't walk fast because you had to catch your breath, and they say, you pass them right on up. Weight start dropping off of you. You're not trying. You're not even dealing with weight. You're dealing with well-being. But the weight just leave with it. God, what you doing? Then you got a chance to testify and help them. Somebody in the body of Christ got to break out. Why not you? Nobody won't die early. And nobody won't be on no sick bed. Every point you got to bring everything to you. You can't do nothing for yourself. I'm almost through. I wrote this statement out. Lord, want me to say this. People who have been sick are stepping into wellness to stay well. Turn to Psalm 23. To restore my health, I have to permit God to restore my soul. You know, he said he restored my soul. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Proverb 23, Psalm 23. You knew it, but I just want to show it to you. Give the Holy Spirit a chance to have some effect on you. The Lord's good. What is Psalm 23:3? He restores my soul. Notice what has to happen before you do the... He had to do that first before you go somewhere. Your health is in the path of righteousness. But he got to restore your soul first. Yeah, he got to get you thinking. See, putting wrong stuff in your body is wrong thinking. That means you don't have your soul. So even in his teaching, the cutting that the word is doing, it has to restore people's soul.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Right, yes, sir. Yeah, because if their mind, see, the head point in your soul is your mind.
Yes,
as a man thinketh in his heart.
Yes, sir.
So this is not actually just something you can do. You're going to have to let the Lord restore your soul.
Yes, sir.
From the tricks been pulled on you by the secular world. When commercial becomes stronger than conviction, we're in trouble.
That's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, yes, your conviction had to be strong enough. When commercials is stronger than your conscience, and your conscience can't bear witness with the Holy Ghost about your health, Romans 9:1.
Yeah.
I tell the truth, I lie not. My conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Your spirit can't carry you without your soul. The message to your body comes through your soul.
Yes, sir.
Your spirit is not weak. It's your soul and body weak.
Hallelujah.
Look at Psalm 143. Oh my goodness. I might have a shocker for you for a close. I might have a test for you too. I might ask a few questions. I got to know you got, so you better start studying your notes. Psalm 143:3. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He have smitten my life down to the ground. He have made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. And because when your soul not right and right, your spirit can't function. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. You see that? Wow. 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 Then you have Psalm 142:7. I told you about that one. And then Psalm 139:14. Let me give you this prophecy or this prophetic realm of words here. I put it in here, I know. My daughter gave it to me, but I don't know where I put it. You don't get this word. I'm going to get it. I'm going to find it.
Yes,
This prophecy came on what the date is? Came the date is. So many of my children have been murdered by ungodly food. Many of are committing suicide by worldly food. And it tastes, and it tastes that I'm releasing my apostolic anointing to free my people. The Holy Ghost government must be over you to destroy the worldly yoke off the neck of your appetite and lead you to my table and my cup. My truth will cause you to see how to take care of my temple wisely, and I'm equipping you not to be tricked no further. Your time has come to enjoy the health benefits of your redemption. Apostolic government has come in your life to stir you in health channels that you have never seen or understood before. There's a roar in glory. You will not be stopped this time. Hurry. Make up your mind. It is my time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. All right, somebody tell me how many diseases there is. Somebody, I don't know how it out, just hold your hand up. All right. All y'all got your hand up? All y'all know what to do? Huh? Go ahead. I dare you. I dare you. What's wrong? Now you can grab.
Malfunctioning the cells.
Huh?
Malfunctioning cells. The one disease.
That's the only disease?
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all understand that? Now, what are the two things that are happening? Who know that? Well, I see your hand back there. Come on, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. You. Yeah, stand up.
The two things are toxinomy and deficiency.
Poison. Poison in your body, toxicity. And what the other one is?
Deficiency.
All right. I could ask some more questions, but I'm not asking no more. And the thing I want to tell you is I'm closing down tonight. I was going to go farther, but I'm getting my RV straight. I'm going to take me a ride. Because I believe I got it over to you, but I believe I got it over to you. And not because of other people. I'm not discouraged, but it's just over. I'm going to rest now. Yeah. Amen. 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 It's over. And you know how many messages I got in 22 minutes this morning? 9. At 4:30 this morning, I got 9 messages about health in 22 minutes. But it just seemed like I need to just shut down right now. Because that one thing that I gave you about how many diseases there are. Now that'll open my door for you, you know what I'm saying? And you pray, right? You pray, right? You read your Bible, right?
Yes, sir.
And you have fellowship with God. That should settle your case. Because there's no incurable. There's nothing incurable. Yeah, there's no incurable disease. And you ain't inherit no disease. Maybe it has something going on in the gene, but you're the one to turn it around.
Yes,
because you got the understanding. Don't condemn yourself. Because don't condemn yourself. And don't think I'm condemning you. I got compassion on you. That Jesus had compassion. But I had to put it out to you. And we're just going to preach them 9 sermons some other time. Get ready to give your offering. Yeah, this thing is shut down tonight. I'm going to rest myself tomorrow night.